You are Locked On Bears, your daily Chicago Bears podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Bears, and I'm your host, Lauren Cox. I cover the Chicago Bears for NBC Sports Chicago, and I cover the NFL for Pro Football Focus. Locked On Bears is your podcast destination for daily Chicago Bears news and analysis. And today, I'll be joined by Sean Sierra from Sean and Maya in the Morning in Chicago to break down the latest and greatest out of Halas Hall, all of the news from Matt Nagy's Monday press conference, giving us some updates on Eric Kush versus James Daniels, Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen and the running back situation, and then some injury updates on Anthony Miller and Prince Amukamara as we look ahead to the Miami Dolphins game. As we bring Sean on here, we'll also go through Matt Nagy's comments and kind of react to them together here as we keep you up to date on all of the latest Chicago Bears news and analysis. Joining us now on Locked On Bears is Sean Sierra. He is a former professional football player, a high school coach, and the host of Sean and Maya in the Morning, which you can now watch live in addition to listen to on Facebook at the Sean and Maya in the Morning Facebook page. Sean, you've had me on your show a number of times, and I'm happy to finally get you here on Locked On Bears. How's it going?
Going well, Lauren. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
Well, you know, we got through this bye week of no Bears football. It was a tough weekend, I know, for everyone, but fortunately, on Monday, we got to hear from Matt Nagy and kind of get some Bears football back in our life. And I want to start with his comments on the offensive guard position and this kind of ongoing battle between Eric Kush and James Daniels on the left side.
Matt, has James Daniels earned a starting job? And if he has or not, can alternating him still be workable when you're, you know, in potentially a playoff run situation?
So we're in a good spot right now at that position. Both those guys are playing well. They're playing the way we want them to play. And so we're continuing to kind of evaluate the starting spot. I thought Kush did a great job last week at handling the situation. And he was very positive, helping guys out on the sideline, energetic, and about the team and not about himself. And so that can be a hard position sometimes. James was the same way. He came in, he played well. He's going to have room for growth. But right now the situation that we're in is a good situation, having two guys. And then we'll just kind of, we'll whether it's game by game, play by play, series by series, we'll just kind of feel it out and see where we go.
Is there a continuity issue though with the line when you're
hitting? No, because Harry's done a good job throughout practices of both mentally getting them ready and then physically when they get the reps. So I would say there would be if it was more at center, yeah. But at guard, they've done a good job at that, and that's credit to those guys.
Again, that was Matt Nagy breaking down the left guard battle between Eric Kush and James Daniels, looking at how that will be moving forward. And Sean, I wanted to get your thoughts on Nagy's comments there. What did you see out of Kush and Daniels in that sort of one-game sample size against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? And who would you like to see really take over as that starter moving forward?
Yeah, you know what? I'd like to see James Daniels finally take it over eventually because with that, he's more versatile, a little younger, a little hungrier, I would imagine. He's trying to break into that starting role. I'm not saying that Kush isn't hungry, just saying that when you're trying to break into that starting role, there's a hunger that youth, serves up. So I wouldn't mind him doing it. I liked his run blocking big time the other day, last week, I should say. And then actually, I do like his pass blocking. His overall game is pretty good from what I saw in his extended playing time last game.
And Nagy insisted that this rotation at left guard isn't gonna be that big of a deal. How do you feel about that? I mean, it seems to me that like conventional wisdom is, you want to kind of stick with your five guys so they can get more comfortable together. But I don't know, do you feel like left guard is
you know, innocuous enough of an interior position that they can get away with that? Or are you concerned about doing too much rotation there?
No, I'm not worried about the rotation, especially when both guys play at a high level. The fact of the matter is, when you start getting guys in there, and that's the great thing about rotating, is that once you know who's in there, they build chemistry regardless. You realize who's in there, and the chemistry is being built the more and more that James Daniels gets to play. So the more he gets to play, the more that Cody Whitehair gets used to him, Charles Leonard. And it's kind of like a seamless transition when one's in there or the other. So it's not as big a deal as some people would think.
Another thing that's not as big of a deal as people might think is getting a little extra help and increased confidence and performance when it comes to the bedroom. All you need is Blue Chew. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Blue Chew is prescribed online, ships straight to your door in a discreet package, so no more awkwardness, no going to the doctor, waiting in line at the pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for Locked On Bears listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our promo code LOCKEDON. You just pay shipping. It's about $5 to get your order of Blue Chew for free. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code Locked On. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring Locked On Bears. Well, we're here with Sean Sierra from Sean and Maya in the Morning. And I want to move to another leading offensive battle here that we heard Matt Nagy talk about again on Monday. It's the Jordan Howard versus Tariq Cohen competition. And it's not so much a battle and a competition, at least it doesn't seem like internally, but externally maybe we're looking at it more that way. But Matt Nagy continues to stand by his usual talking point here about matchups and still standing behind Jordan Howard in this offense. Take a listen to Matt Nagy speaking with the media on Monday.
You said that running back usage will vary from opponent to opponent. Does that run counter to Jordan Howard being a three down back?
Again, game plan specific. There can be advantages within the personnel. You know, so without me getting too crazy with the specifics of that, if we want to put him in the game and use him for a certain advantage, we'll do that. And that could be first, second, or third down. There's other times where it doesn't fit that way. It just so happened this past game that Tariq got more plays in regards to getting the ball to him, and he was productive. But that has nothing to do with what Jordan Howard's doing. Jordan Howard's a big part of this offense. And I think that for us to continue to keep trying to grow, everybody in this offense has a role, you know, and this is not going to be an offense where it's just one person and it goes through one person. I don't necessarily believe in that. I think it's great when you have everybody fulfilling different roles, and it's hard for the defense when you do that.
Have you had to talk to Jordan about that? Because he clearly wants to be the guy, and last game he didn't talk to the media.
Yeah.
So good as Connie, he was a little miffed. I mean, is that kind of a fine line?
Well, so anytime anybody that's in this room that has played in a sport and immediately after the game your emotions are rolling, and that's no excuse for any reason, but it's a tough time, and so sometimes, you know, I like the 24-hour rule. I like to, whether it's for myself or whether it's for somebody else, just kind of step back, step out of the trees, and kind of reevaluate where things are at. Jordan understands what we're trying to do as a team, and he also understands, and we've talked, that he has a major part of this offense. He has a big-time role, but if somebody's going to if it's an advantage to us to go a different direction for that game or for that play or that series, we're going to do that. And, you know, as long as our guys understand that, we'll be in good shape. And Jordan's good with that. He understands it. And again, it's just one of those games where he wasn't a featured guy. But collectively as a team, forget just the offense, the team played well. That's what's most important for all of us.
So, Sean, Are you buying that from Matt Nagy at this point in the season? I mean, given what we saw against Tampa Bay and the success, or do you kind of trust that he's going to stick with Howard at some point?
You know, it's a great question, Lauren. The reason I say it's a great question because I have someone who's close to inside that locker room to the players, and Jordan Howard feels a little left out, abandoned right now. He wants to carry the rock. However, with Matt Nagy's new offense, there's going to come a time. We do play in Chicago. I hope that he remembers that. I'm talking Jordan Howard. There's going to come a time where you're not going to be able to sling the ball around. And there's going to come a time where they're going to give it to him 30 times a game. And he's going to be able to have good yardage, good numbers. And I understand his frustration being a running back, you know, myself for a long time. You know, I understand it. But this offense, it allows for multiple backs. And truth be told, Tariq Cohen's skill set is a little better fit for this particular offense. I'm not saying that Jordan Howard's can't be in this offense. It's just Tariq Cohen's skill set is a little better, more ideal for this one. But they both can work. I personally would like to see Jordan Howard get a little more get some more carries now, and not just wait until the weather gets crazy. But I understand Matt Nagy as well. Like, listen, I know you want the rock, but there's a game plan. His job isn't to satisfy Jordan Howard. His job is to win games for the Chicago Bears organization and for the fans, and win it by any means necessary. And if it means Jordan Howard getting 25, 30 carries or 30, 35 touches a game, fine. If this particular game means Tariq Cohen gets those touches, then fine. But the bottom line is win the game. And right now he's 2-1, 3-1, excuse me, in first place.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's hard to just, to dispute that. And as long as it's working, it'd be one thing if, the Bears were losing and Howard wasn't being used and he feels like he could be the difference maker in being the difference between a win and a loss. But clearly, you win 48-10 over the Buccaneers. There's not a lot of reason for Nagy to feel bad about having not used Howard. But I don't know, like, I not to get too far ahead of, where we are now, but do you kind of feel like, what would it be 2 years from now, or I guess a year and a half from now, we might look back and feel like this was the beginning of the end of Jordan Howard in Chicago? Not that they're going to completely diminish his role or anything for the next couple years, but I think with the market for running backs nowadays being so low and Howard not necessarily having nearly as much value in the passing game as a guy like Tariq Cohen, I guess when you start to look down the line, like, how, re-signing Jordan Howard after next season, if he wants to get paid like a number one running back, I don't know if the Bears are necessarily going to want to pay up for that, especially if they have Tariq Cohen, if they add other running backs in the mix. I mean, I don't know. Does it feel like this could be sort of, the continuation of some of the offseason rumors about Howard maybe not being a fit and then kind of moving forward, this being an early sign of the end, or am I reaching too much there?
No, it's not. It really isn't. It all depends on how they put it this way. Jordan Howard, if he's going to get paid, it's not going to be here in Chicago, unfortunately. With the running game, they have the running back in this particular offense needs to be multidimensional. And you don't need a, $8-10 million, $15 million a year running back to do that. You can get guys, to do that in this particular offense, because of the scheme. I think Matt Nagy is a phenomenal play caller. I think his scheme is top notch, up there with the best of them. So if Jordan Howard stays, he's going to realize that he's not going to get as much money as he would like in the open market. I think it could be the beginning of the end for Jordan Howard if he wants to get paid. Say the Bears do have a good playoff run, and then next season maybe win a Super Bowl because their defense is going to get better. The offense, which is showing, well, 1 week has shown really good signs of continuity and explosiveness, is only going to be better next year. That 1-2 punch with Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen is going to be very, very effective. And will Jordan Howard want to stay? We're going to find out. We really are. But if he stays here, he's going to have to realize he's not going to get top dollar like he would on the free agent market, especially if he can get back to 1,000 yards this year at some particular point, somehow, some way, and he'll have his first three seasons going into next year. Yeah, he'll be able to command a lot more money. Will he go for the money, or will he stay with the team that drafted him and has a good shot at going deep in the playoffs for the next few years? that's what we're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, in the meantime, he'll just have to find a way to enjoy this Bears success. I know some savvy Vegas bettors have been enjoying the Bears success this season, taking advantage of some of the money lines over at mybookie.ag. Looking ahead for week 6 here against the Miami Dolphins, the Bears are 3-point favorites on the road with the over-under set at 42, which is expecting another relatively low-scoring game from these two teams. If you like those odds, then you have to check out mybookie.ag. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. That's why we recommend MyBookie, because they've been in this business for so long. They've got tons of great reviews online and plenty of rewarding player perks. A lot of different ways to play, including live and in-game betting. And right now, we can get you double the money to play and win big at MyBookie.ag. If you go and make your first deposit now and use the promo code LOCKEDON, MyBookie will match it dollar for dollar. Again, just giving you more ways to play, more ways to win big. Because at MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. Again, we're here with Sean Sierra from Sean and Maya in the Morning. You can watch it live on Facebook Live on the Sean and Maya in the Morning Facebook page. And Sean, Matt Nagy gave us a couple of injury updates here on Anthony Miller and Prince Amukamara. So let's go now to the Bears head coach answering questions about his injured players.
Did Prince and Miller practice today?
We had, 17 was running around, and Prince, same type of deal. So they're, you know, we'll give them a couple days here and be able to evaluate them, get the pads on, and kind of see exactly where they're at.
What will be the challenge for Anthony of trying to play with a harness on and do some things to keep himself well when he tries to get back out there?
Yeah, I don't think too much of a challenge. The biggest part or issue would be probably extending his arms in the air to try to reach in, and it would prevent him from that. But there's the balance of making sure that he's safe and healthy enough to do that with the brace. So he'll be fine. He's pretty tough.
Sean, let's start with Anthony Miller here, because Matt Nagy tried to downplay that shoulder brace, but it sounds to me like it could be a bit more limiting than Nagy let on. So should they try and hurry Anthony Miller back out there in this sense? I mean, if they're not going to do surgery on the shoulder anyway, I mean, is it worth running him out there and kind of having him be that number three, even though he's limited from a shoulder perspective? Or, I mean, would you rather he get the time on the bench for his development, or would you rather see more Kevin White? I mean, what's your kind of take on the dynamic here at the wide receiver position?
You know, Anthony Miller is a phenomenal player. Love this kid. When they drafted him, I did a little research on him, but I didn't think anything that they would actually get him. But when they did, I was very happy. And if you remember, he said he's going to bring that Memphis grind to Chicago. And he has. He just works really, really hard. I want him to sit. You have Kevin White. You have Javon Wims. There's no need to bring this guy back, because what will happen, as you saw a couple the last time, he tried to stay out there and play. And every so often, every time he was out there, he out there for a play or two. Let that thing get healed as best as it can. It's not going to be 100% now that the season started. Give him another week, maybe two off, but that just gives Kevin White more opportunity, because right now he's just known as a good blocker. And Javon Wims, give him some time. You know what? I really like Javon Wims. I really like his athleticism. I really like his skill set. You know, one of the things that I was really concerned with is like, why aren't you putting this guy in red zone packages? This guy can jump out of the gym. We had a couple guys like that in Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey. Why not use this guy's skill set, a former basketball player, who can go up and get it? Use that from the 25 or 30 yard line in. Use him as that particular weapon that you have. And so I'd like to see him get more time, Kevin White get more time, and just kind of keep Anthony Miller on the side. And not because Anthony Miller's not doing well, because I think he is, but just let that shoulder heal up a little more. And then get him back out there.
Another guy working his way back from injury, Prince Amukamara, you know, doesn't have the same development questions as far as, you know, does he need to be on the field to get better? But, you know, you're left with maybe a less enticing backup plan in Kevin Tolliver, the undrafted rookie free agent. You know, I thought he, for an undrafted free agent, I thought Kevin Tolliver played about as well as you could expect from a player kind of thrown into that position. But I don't know, with the lack of cornerback depth overall, are you feeling a little bit more pressure to push Amukamara? I know he and Miller were both kind of limited just on this early first day of practice back. So, you know, they're going to give it a couple days before they really determine what they're going to do with these guys. But do you feel a little bit more pressure to put Amukamara out there? Or how comfortable were you with Kevin Tolliver?
I'm comfortable with Kevin Tolliver. Kevin Tolliver, don't forget, let's not forget, the guy played in the SEC. So it's not like he's playing in the WAC or in the Big Sky Conference, you know what I mean, or Division II. This guy's playing in the SEC at LSU. So you're dealing with Alabama's, you're dealing with, you know, Florida's, you're dealing with schools who have top-notch receivers who are in the NFL. He needs to find a weight room, that's for sure. But, I mean, that'll come. That's not a big issue. But, you know, I like I love his aggressiveness. And some of the times he got beat, you know, rookie mistakes. And it's going to happen. And the only way that you get experience is by playing. So I'm okay with it. I think that front seven is going to be a huge help for him. So his learning curve can be won't be as long due to the fact that, you know, he's got a phenomenal front seven to help that ball come out a little sooner than it should be. And so I think he'll be okay. I love Prince Amukamara, but you know what? There's nothing wrong with getting him in there and saying, hey, listen, they're going to come at you. You know, you got Kyle Fuller on the other side. So Kevin Tolliver is going to have to step up. But again, that front seven is going to help him out with that pressure. So I'm not too concerned about him. I just like to see him make plays.
Well, you're the former running back. You carried the load today on Locked On Bears. I really appreciate you coming on, Sean. Tell us a little bit more about your show, Sean and I in the Morning, and your background as a football player.
Yeah, Sean and I is on Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon Central Standard Time on Facebook. We do a Facebook Live show. He streams on it. Guys, we do have an app that's coming out. It's in the process, so you'll be able to listen to Sean and Maya. And we do have some other bigger news, but we'll talk about that another time. But our app is coming out pretty soon. Our website's coming out very soon. And as for me, I played football a long time. You know, I played high school, Division I, and I played professionally overseas. Then I came back, and once I got done playing professionally overseas, I played semi-pro here. It was a three-time All-American and two-time national champion, semi-pro football, you know, two-time league MVP, two-time offensive league MVP. And then I coached football. I love the game's been great to me. It got me travel halfway around the world to play overseas. So, I coached it. I loved it. I loved coaching inner-city kids because that was me. I was an inner-city kid. And football has been great to me, and I want it to be great to other kids. As long as you treat the game well, and you respect the game and put the work in, and it could lead you to a whole new life. And that was the objective for me in teaching and coaching these kids. Not, I could care less if they could be NFL players, although one of my kids is in the NFL. I wanted good young men. I wanted guys to say, hey, you know what, there's a different life than what they grew up in. And so far, you know, in my coaching career, I've been fortunate to affect a lot of lives. So I was very thankful, and I was able to pass that on, pay it forward.
Well, you can follow him on Twitter at TheSeanSierra. It's Sean with a W. And I thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem, Lauren. Anytime, buddy. Anytime.
Thanks again to Sean Sierra for joining us on the podcast today. If you enjoyed our conversation, make sure you are subscribed to keep up with all of our daily Chicago Bears news and analysis. We'll be back tomorrow with a special Crossover Wednesday edition of Locked On Bears. I'll be joined by Travis Wingfield from Locked On Dolphins, and we'll get the scoop on the Bears Week 6 opponent, try and get the perspective from behind enemy lines. If you want to keep up with even more daily Chicago Bears news and analysis, make sure you check out the Locked On Bears Facebook group. It's a great place for Bears fans and listeners of this podcast to come together and share your thoughts and join in on the conversation with all the latest and greatest surrounding the Chicago Bears. Just yesterday, we were talking about a cryptic tweet from Adrian Amos and what that could mean. So plenty more discussion going on there. Just search Locked On Bears group on Facebook or find the Locked On Bears Facebook page, and there's a button right on there to join the group. I'll make sure you're not a bot trying to spam us, and I'll approve you in the group, and you can jump right in on the conversation. You can also join the discussion on this show with our voicemail and text line, 312-620-8590. If you've got questions about the Dolphins, you want me to ask Travis tomorrow, or just anything else Bears related as we move forward, you can call it in and leave us a message and hear yourself on this podcast, or you can text it in and I will read it and answer it as such. Just another way you can keep it locked on Locked On Bears, and really, it's an even better way to bear down.